Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's going to make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a little piece of advice that I wish somebody had told me when I started this dating journey. Do not, and I repeat, do not go on a date with somebody without seeing a picture of their teeth.
It's just a bad sign when a woman is in her 30s still going on dating journeys. It's just a failure in itself. Having to be on the dating market in your 30s as a woman is a failure itself. You should have found your man sometime between 15 and 23. Now you 30 plus on TikTok talking about vetting men for bad teeth. I mean, it's just pathetic.
I did this. I went out with somebody without seeing a picture of their teeth before we went out. And let me tell you, it was probably the worst decision I ever made.
No, it wasn't.
His teeth were literally rotten and black, and I just couldn't deal. And then he was trying to kiss me the whole entire date, and I had to leave. I couldn't do that.
Hey, that dude with bad teeth may have been a great guy. And actually, that dude with bad teeth may have been settling for you, because who knows what type of emotional and mental damage you got, what type of baggage you have. So I'm not going to automatically assume that the guy with bad teeth was lower value than you.
Are you a real man? Well, prove it. Hit the like button.
I already told you. The girls that get it, get it. The girls that don't, don't.
Because that's your value. Your butt cheeks. That's your value in the world, and you know your value. Women who carry themselves with class and grace and dignity, they know their value. Women who carry themselves like trash and expose their breast and ass, they know their value. Their value is their body. Or if they feel the need to lead with that, it means that they feel that that's the highest value thing they have to offer. These type of women, their main concern is making their butt look bigger. Not investments for the future, not building a lifelong relationship with a worthwhile man, nothing like that. Just her butt looking bigger is her main concern in life. Think about that for a minute.
Please send me a man, any man. I will literally take any man you send my way, because you sent him my way, God. You did that, not you, anybody but you. God, let me tell you why he wouldn't have won. Let me tell you why he...
Yeah, exactly. Because women would rather die alone than date a guy that she doesn't see as at least a little bit better than her. They'll go after the top 10%, but they'll settle for the top 20%. And she'll be a little depressed about that, even though she's bottom 20%.
I think men are better than women.
She's kidding.
No, I'm not. They provide for us, and we must obey them because they are our master.
All women are strong and independent until something break down, until something stop running, until something start getting really hard. Then they don't have any problem playing an innocent woman in distress.
Hit the like button, you filthy animal. Do it for a Rare Breed.
If you would have told me a year ago that I would meet Prince Charming off of Bumble, I would have laughed in your face. But I met this man in a whole different state, and you know what? He drives every other weekend 2.5 hours to come see me. I don't ask him to. He just does that. Every Sunday before I leave him, he fills up my gas tank with his own money. I don't get out of the car to pump my gas. He does it for me. And every Sunday when I'm about to leave him, he tells me how much he misses me already.
When women have to go to different states or search in different states for a man, it's always a bad sign. She's attractive enough to be able to get a man easily in her neighborhood locally. So when she have to start venturing out, it's probably because she ain't shit. Or she ruined her reputation so much locally that she gotta go to different geographical locations to find a man. How long do you think before she gonna get bored with this dude kissing her ass and move on? Women don't truly like when you kiss their ass, open their door, buy them flowers every day. That shit get old and boring quick. You gotta challenge women to keep them on their toes. They like that. There's nothing masculine about worshiping a woman. That dude is definitely gonna get his heart broke. Okay, let's go over this Reddit post titled, "I was assaulted last night."
I'm still processing this a bit and kind of hoped the denial would hold and I could just move on. I'm finding that hard today. I agreed to a date on Hinge last night and we met for drinks, After a nice date, I agreed to a nightcap, with the statement that I wanted to take things slow and was down to continue hanging out but did not want to do anything physical. They agreed.
Okay, first and foremost, do women think that when they go to a man's house after a date that he's not going to try to fuck them? I'm not saying that he has the right to do anything that she doesn't want to do, but I'm saying the expectation as a woman should be if I go to a guy's house after a date or go to a guy's house, period, he's going to try to fuck me. Even if I say, just to let you know, I don't want to fuck. You know how many women have said that and still agreed to fuck after she said that? So men don't care about that. They're still going to try to fuck. I feel like women know that.
And said that we could just hang out and talk a little more. I said I wanted to head home in about an hour but could hang out until then, and they wanted to show me their place, which was nearby. We had been discussing real estate and properties, etc., and their personal reading and music, so this wasn't very suspicious to me. Upon arriving, they showed me the restroom, then told me to choose any music I wanted and gave me their seat at their desk. They went to the restroom, but when they returned, they pulled up a chair behind me, blocking me into their square-shaped desk space, then immediate grabbed.
Wait, there's multiple men now? See, you're losing me. I thought you said you went on a date and then you agreed to a nightcap, but now there's multiple men? Was this a roommate? See, the story already shaky. You see what I mean? The story is already shaky.
Aggressively kissed me and started pull down my shirt and grabbing at my chest. I tried to remove their hands, but they were forceful. I had been drinking and am disappointed in myself for giving up and letting this person violate my boundaries rather than start a fight and see how they would react. I never gave consent and they continued to try to remove my clothes. I removed their hands again and tried to move them off me and get them to back away, but due to their physically aggressive tactics, I eventually stopped fighting them off and just wanted the encounter to be over. I distinctly remember telling myself, whatever, if this is happening, I may as well try to enjoy it in some way or dissociate, and at least I will never have to see this person again. Moved me to the bed and I was at least able to insist upon protection, which I'm very grateful they complied with. Unfortunately, the person also became physically aggressive with me and choked and slapped me multiple times during the encounter without any kind of permission or discussion. I left and got home as quickly as possible afterwards while trying to act nonchalant so that nothing would escalate. I woke up this morning with bruising across my chest. I've showered twice, cried spontaneously, and am having trouble shaking this off. I really did not want to tell anyone about this because I felt that would make it too real for me. I decided to confide in my cousin and also report the person on Hinge with photo evidence of the bruising. I figured at least getting them removed from the platform may save some other women from having this happen to them. Hinge was very prompt and empathetic, sending resources and let me know the user was banned. I don't know if it's worth filing a police report. I know their building address from calling an Uber but not their unit number, and otherwise only
Why wouldn't you file a police report? See, I'm always skeptical about women who don't file a police report. You were comfortable reporting them to Hinge and telling your cousin and all that, but you're not comfortable reporting them to the police. See, this is why people are so skeptical when it comes to, you know, these type of allegations.